Well, it's been like 15 years since I disbanded ELO. And in that time, actually, I just had a year off and did nothing. Just like played football and just did silly things. And then George Harrison got in touch with me to help him work on his new album, which was to be called Cloud Nine. And that was a fantastic opportunity for me. And I just walked in there and had a marvellous time producing and working with George. And it sort of snowballed from there. I went from there to doing Tom Petty, working with Tom Petty and Roy Orbison, and of course the Traveling Wilburys. And it all happened in like about a space of a couple of years. And so it was a marvellous way of becoming just a producer and writer still, because I was co-writing a lot of the songs that I was producing. And it was great. And, you know, I had a great time, and I did that for quite a few years, and then I released a solo album called Armchair Theatre, and which I still like a lot, and I still play it, and my friends play it too. Well, they say they do. I'd learned, you know, so much in these years I've been working with all these other people, like mostly my heroes in music. I'd sort of got more rounded because of it, you know. I used to be just producing myself, singing and playing and my own group, you know, and suddenly there were all these different, you know, very different types of singer and player to work with, who were all big stars, you know, and it was great for me to learn a lot from them. After I'd done all these other people and had some time to think, I thought, what about using this new kind of knowledge that I'd got after working with all these guys that I really respected to putting that towards an ELO album, you know, and see what it would be like now, because ELO was always my group, so I had no qualms about, you know, when or how far between albums you got to have it, you know. It could be 20 years, but it's only 15. I learned from all these guys I'd been working with how to simplify things down a bit, probably, and not be afraid to leave holes. Even though I was producing it, you know, and I was leaving holes and seeing if anybody else noticed them. And there weren't any kind of like, what's that great big hole doing there? It was all, everybody accepted what I did, and I sort of accepted what they did, and we blended together well and made a whole new thing. And I think that was where I learned not to try and fill everything up to the brim, to leave a bit of space.